test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Sunday, the 6th day of September, December, 6th day of December, 2009. Welcome to the John Moore Show. Well, I've been following you folks for how many years now? 4 or 5 years that we would finally get to this month, the last month of 2009, December 2009, when the government had to get their continuity of government contingency planning complete, which I guess are pretty close. They're not telling me. But we've had some interesting developments these past 2 weeks, something that's being frequently called Climate Gate. These hackers, God bless them, for hacking into these computers and getting these confidential emails, exposing global warming fraud for what it is, the cover story for what it is, as I've been attempting to explain to people for 5+ years. It is a cover story, and now it's been exposed. Although it's the true nature of it being a cover story hasn't been exposed. What is being exposed is the fraud of human-created CO2 greenhouse gases causing these problems, and there are problems. Don't get me wrong. There are certainly problems. Our climate all over the planet is going bonkers. In addition to the seismic activity and volcanism, the powers that be are scrambling to preserve their cover story. Senator Boxer is threatening to criminal prosecution against the hackers. A little bit late for that, Barbara. And we've got some resignations and a lot of backpedaling. And so forth. The powers that be scrambling, trying to keep their covers sore. Stay tuned, we'll be right back. Ladies and gentlemen, we're back. This is J.R. Moore. It is Sunday, the 6th day of December, 2009. Here's the deal. Now, for you new listeners, this will be some repeat. I apologize, but this is radio. We have new listeners every show. So let's jump right in here. It's been about 5.5 years ago that I debriefed the first Navy veteran about the classified briefings I received beginning in 1979. I've stopped counting how many I've interviewed and debriefed at this point. It really doesn't matter anymore. After a couple of dozen, what does it matter to even keep count? U.S. Navy started briefing men, particularly submarine veterans, in 1979 about rising ocean levels, violent, abrupt climate change that would be happening in their lifetimes. And they were told, gentlemen, it's time to retire. You move to the Arkansas-Missouri Ozarks. If you want to be safe, that's where you move. And they were all shown a map. The map that is on my DVD, Global Warming, What the Government Isn't Telling You, showing the new coastline of North America. About the same time, federal government gave NASA the responsibility for developing the cover story. They knew what would happen 30 years in the future, which is right now. That things would be getting very strange and very bizarre. The cover story they picked was global warming, created by man-made CO2 greenhouse gases. Al Gore didn't create this. He's picked up the ball and ran with it, but he didn't create it. He's one of their well-paid underlings that does what he's expected to do. The cover story was to convince everyone that the bizarre, violent climate change that we're now experiencing is a consequence of human activity making CO2 greenhouse gases. The story held together pretty well up until 2 weeks ago, when these hackers hacked into the confidential emails of some scientific types who were part of the cover-up, didn't believe it themselves, obviously, clearly did not believe it themselves, were making fun of it and talking about how they would accomplish their goals to keep the cover going. Bottom line, these changes are coming. The ocean levels will be rising. The climate will get more and more bizarre and more violent. We will have more volcanism, more seismic activity as the months go by, 2010, 2011, and so forth. That's real. Just because the cover story has been broken doesn't mean the rest of it isn't real. The briefings given these men in the Navy, these classified briefings, that's the real deal that they don't want people to know about. That's the real deal. If you want to get the details, get my DVD, Global Warming, What the Government Isn't Telling You. The research is on there. The simple Google searches anybody can do to find the evidence themselves. And you'll know. You'll know the truth. Let's get a little market summary here before I forget. This past Friday, the Dow Jones Industrial Averages closed up 22 points, closing at 10,338. The sucker rally continues. Gold was down this past Friday, $46, closing at $1,161. London markets open tomorrow morning. Silver was down 34 cents at $18.47. Oil closed for January delivery at $75.70. The oil market analysts are saying they're very bearish on oil prices. They think that oil prices are going to be suppressed and have a downward trend for the foreseeable future. That's good for all of us. Depressed oil prices is good for all of us. ClimateGate. As of a day or two ago, my understanding, and I don't watch TV, but my understanding is the CNN and the three major networks have not reported yet on ClimateGate. I found that rather significant. It's a big story. It's a major, huge, massive story to be able to read the confidential emails of these scientists involved in this cover story and their real feelings about what's going on here, the fact that they didn't believe it themselves. Of course, there is no science backing up the cover story. That's fabricated. It's fabricated evidence, just like they gave General Powell. God bless you, General Powell. They gave him fabricated evidence and humiliated this man in front of the entire world. He fabricated evidence of Saddam Hussein and his government attempting to build nuclear weapons. Complete fabrication. Anyway, ClimateGate, I hope gets more widespread exposure and more people come to understand what's going on there. I am starting a series of guest appearances on radio talk shows all over the country beginning in about a week or so on major and not so major radio stations around the country, commercial FM and commercial AM radio stations, talk radio. That'll be fun and give the whole issue a lot more exposure, give Republic Broadcasting more exposure, because I always talk about being a talk show host on Republic Broadcasting. But before we go any further, maybe I should tell you about Freeze Dry Guy's new program. His pay-as-you-go program, four clubs that you can join, four different clubs, allow you to build up your food supply incrementally, not break the budget. And when I talk about a can, we're talking about a number 10 can here, his entry level is 30 meal a month, that's three number 10 cans, shipped to your door, shipping included, ranging from $89 to $119 a month. I know people spending $90 a month on their cable TV. Seriously, I do. You probably do yourself. Next up is the 60 Meal a Month Club at 6 cans, delivered to your door, $189 to $229 a month. Now, these price differences depend on the type of food being delivered. Next up is the 120 Meal a Month Club at 12 cans, ranging from $350 to $410. And last but not least, the one the Moore family likes, the Protein Club, $115 to $130 a month. It's 3 cans of protein meals delivered to your door every month. Now, Freeze-Dried Guy is on the left coast, so call out their Pacific business hours tomorrow at his toll-free number, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. His website, of course, is freezedryguy.com, and there's a link from my website, thelibertyman.com. TheLibertyMan.com. If you do go to my website, TheLibertyMan.com, you'll see my photograph, read my bio. You'll see that I've been involved in very serious things with serious consequences well into my fourth decade. I'm in my fifth decade if you count my military service. 1967 to 97 would be... 07 would be 40 years, yeah. So this is my fifth decade of doing those kinds of things. I've been a homicide detective most of my life. Investigated my first murder, 1973. Just wrapped up a first-degree murder trial about 4 weeks ago, 5 weeks ago. Maybe starting up another homicide investigation that's been on the back burner for a couple of years. Other projects I'm involved in, criminal defense primarily. But I developed some skills along the way. My primary skill sets as a homicide detective are twofold, finding witnesses and taking statements. I'm very, very good at both. And yes, we do have a lot of sophisticated computer databases to find people on the other. I'm still out there knocking on doors. When it comes down to it, when all else fails, I have to get out there and knock on doors to find people and get their statements. Knock on a lot of doors, have doors slammed in my face, be threatened, all the rest of it. I put those skills to use in this matter of the deception of global warming. I found the witnesses. They are veterans of the U.S. Navy Submarine Corps, and I took their statements regarding the classified briefings that they attended beginning in 1979. I put it all together for you in my DVD, Global Warming, What the Government Isn't Telling You. You can order it from my 24/7 order line. Very nice young men and women there at 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Got some exciting things happening on my website the next week or two. I'm becoming a dealer for the same bicycles used by the U.S. Army Special Forces and the Secret Service, the Special Ops guys, the Black Bag Covert Ops guys. Heavy-duty folding bicycles that'll be posted on my website. Hopefully no later than Tuesday afternoon. My webmaster is diligently working on it, and if he doesn't get distracted, he will get that done, and you'll see a new logo with the military bicycles there on my webpage. Also posting up the survival fertilizer, Agrand, A-G-G, R-A-N-D, Agrand. That should be posted on my website hopefully before the end of the week. Break coming up. The call number is 800-313-9443. Stay tuned.
John Moore is taking your telephone calls right now on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Pick up the phone and join in the conversation. Call 1-800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443. And thanks for listening to RBN.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. This is J.R. Moore. It is Sunday, the 6th day of December, 2009. I tried a couple of times to speak with people my parents' age who were adults when December 7th, 1941 rolled around, young adults, and let them know that President Roosevelt had prior knowledge of the date and time of the attack. Those conversations did not go very well. they really didn't. It's something people do not want to hear, that President Roosevelt had prior knowledge of the date and the time of the attack on Pearl Harbor, which in fact he did. Two researchers got the definitive proof out of the British archives. They got a copy of the note sent by Winston Churchill, carried by Joe Kennedy, John Kennedy's dad, who was the ambassador to England at the time, hand carried across the Atlantic to the President of the United States, giving the date and the time of the attack on Pearl Harbor. Once again, as we do every year, tomorrow morning, we will have remembrances of the attack, which was not a secret to the President of the United States and others. It was a closely held secret. I don't know how many people knew. I know the President knew. You have to keep in mind, Roosevelt was Secretary of the Navy in World War I. He understood naval power better than most human beings. He had our most modern, best fighting ships out of Pearl Harbor, out of harm's way. What did he leave behind? The worn out, used up battleships that, in terms of modern naval warfare, didn't serve much use of a useful purpose anymore. That's what was left behind. The state-of-the-art aircraft carriers, which they were state-of-the-art at that point in time, they were out, away from Pearl Harbor, out of harm's way. To make sure the attack went well for the Japanese, President Roosevelt issued orders, which didn't make sense. It left the men carrying out those orders rather scratching their heads. Parking all the aircraft on the ground with the engines facing inward in circles. Now, as most people know, airplanes don't have reverse. They can't back up on their own. They have to be manually pulled by either human beings or some kind of motorized device before they can go forward and fly and take off. A lot of needless delay built in there. There was no preparation or anything to prepare for any kind of attack from Japanese forces. There were alleged preparations to deal with saboteurs. Even they were pretty lightweight from my understanding. Despite that, there were still warnings. The radar, the brand new radar. Radar was a brand new thing then, and the radar operators, I don't know if it was inadvertent or exactly how those guys went off duty. But at the critical moment when they needed to be at their post, they were off duty instead of watching their radar screens when the Japanese planes were coming in and so forth. But bottom line, the President of the United States wanted war, and he was willing to sacrifice more than 4,000 American lives in order to get his war. There was almost no support among the American people for getting involved in another European war. Almost none. And he needed a pretext to get it going. And he got his pretext the morning of December 7th, 1941. We got a couple of calls pending here. John from Florida. Go ahead, John.
Yes. General, there's an article on Republic Broadcasting, General Patton's clear vision, why he was murdered. And he had a problem with the media at the end of World War II.
He did. Excellent article. I was going to mention it. I'm glad you brought it up, John. Go ahead.
Well, anyway, he had a problem with the media. And it's the same problem we're having today. And there, it's, the media has been controlled. It's been manipulated. And, you know, people need to read that article. And then there's another article on Republic about the North Korea, the devaluation of the dollar or their currency. I feel that's getting ready to happen real soon in this country.
Well, the consequences of North Korea doing it are pretty much limited to North Korea. The consequences of it happening to this country would be worldwide. There's entire countries who have their reserve currency in pallets of $100 bills. That is their reserve currency. In fact, some countries don't even have their own. Costa Rica, for example, does not have Costa Rican money. They use United States dollars.
Mm-hmm.
So it would be far-reaching, and I'm not sure anybody could even predict the consequences.
Well, I think people should, gold is really expensive, but people should maybe look into buying some silver, actually, because if it, we do get this devaluation or revaluation, whatever, it'll be probably 3-1.
It would be tough. Is that it, John?
Okay, I'll hold over.
Okay, hold over through the break. We got a break. Stay tuned, everyone. Be right back. Back, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. This is J.R. Moore. It is Sunday, the 6th day of December 2009. We're having a little visit here with John from Florida. Are you still there, John?
Yes, I am.
Go ahead.
In the past, you've talked about, like, buying school buses, you know, for, like, if you had to get out of town. My neighbor bought an ambulance, which is basically like a one-ton Ford truck, pickup truck, with the ambulance part in the back, dually.
Right.
For $2,000, and it's got the diesel in it, and so that's another, you know, instead of buying a school bus, if you're able to get something like that, would be maybe something to set up for.
Well, absolutely, and I don't want to spend a lot of time on that, but you got a 100-amp alternator. It's basically a diesel genset. What's a 100-amp diesel genset cost at the hardware store, just sitting there in its little frame? You know, you're pushing two grand just for that.
Oh yeah.
Plus, you got a one-ton truck to go with it.
No, I know you don't want to spend money. Anyway, I just thought I'd bring that up. But definitely the revaluation and the thing on General Patton, people will get a better understanding of what's really going on in the media.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Thank you.
Thank you for your call, John.
Okay.
We got Bruce from Illinois. Go ahead, Bruce.
Yeah. Yes, John.
You're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes. John, there's one Achilles heel for the what I refer to as the Patriot and Survival Movement that I think is going to be critical in the coming up in the next couple years.
And that is?
And that is a lack of communications. And what I'm asking for, John, excuse me, got a throat tickle here. What I'm asking for is, are you aware of a transceiver, a low-cost transceiver that is on the marketplace, similar to what they have in Australia, that would allow, say, me sitting here in southeastern Illinois to talk to John Moore in Missouri?
Well, I've been working with a ham buddy of mine to accomplish that goal. One of the things we need to keep in mind is, these radios are line of sight as opposed to the road. Now, I have a friend who lives in southwest Illinois. And line of sight from my place to his is not even 100 miles. To drive overland is probably pushing 130, 140 miles. Now, southeast Illinois from where I am, we're looking at probably line of sight 200, 250 miles or so.
Yeah, that would be correct.
That would be probably a job for a 6-meter radio to go simplex, what we call simplex, without using any repeaters.
Okay, well, what I'm talking about, John, is in Australia. It's my understanding that there is a radio very similar to a CB, but it's got a single sideband capability.
Right.
That Cobra sells that radio in the United States, has a CB. And the only difference between the two units is the Australian one, and when they sell it in Australia, they take it apart and either, I don't know if they either add a couple of jumpers or remove a couple of jumpers. But that radio supposedly allows those people to communicate over a distance of a couple hundred miles. Now, I'm sure they've got a really fancy antenna. But like I said, I think communications will be the Achilles heel. And I just cannot see this government, you know, right now, like on this cap and trade bill and on this climate gate stuff. Excuse me. Sorry about that, John. But anyhow, what I see is I don't see the government allowing us to continue to use the Internet. I think economically this country is going to go further into decline, and I don't know how alternative radio outfits like Republic Broadcasting are going to be able to be in business. So I think we need some type of low-cost communications.
Okay. The radios you're talking about are basically your 10-meter or 11-meter, very similar radios, and they're putting out anywhere from 50 to 100 watts. And,
okay, now is that something that can work off of basically a 12-volt car battery?
It is. If you know any men my age and older, typically it's going to be men between, I'm going to say, 55 and 75 years old who were active in CB radios back in the 60s and 70s. It was pretty common for these good old boys to have what they called a kicker, which more properly called an amplifier. In fact, I've got right here at my elbow two 200-watt mobile amplifiers that were used by they're tube type, and they're used by CB guys to talk great distances. And it's simple technology. It's really simple technology.
Yeah. Well, about 34 years ago, I had a couple years of electronics, and I was taught vacuum tubes and transistors. And the problem is I've forgotten about so much of everything, I can't remember anything. But
right.
I know that that's why I called, because I know that there used to be that kind of stuff out there, but I can't remember what it was.
Well, if you go to a CB specialty shop where the truckers go,
yeah,
these truckers, they still buy that stuff and use it. It's out there. It's available. The truckers, there are specialty shops, the truckers go to for their CB needs. That's where you can find it, sometimes at a ham radio, like a ham fest also.
Now, is that stuff even legal in the United States still?
It's legal to own it, but not to use it.
Okay. Well, see, the way I'm looking at it, John, is if everything falls apart, and, you know, you're not going to worry about the law. It's going to be basically the law of survival.
Right, right.
And the government, you know, the people with powers to be are basically going to be in their bunkers eating all their freeze-dried, dehydrated foodstuffs that they can get, that they've already, we've paid for. Like I said, in the bunkers that we've paid for. So, you know, they're not going to be caring about us, and it's basically going to be people like us needing a way to communicate and, you know, to have a way to survive.
Bruce, let me make a recommendation for you here. You need
a
copy of the at my website. There's a book at my website. I just got a fresh case of them, man.
Okay.
Guide to Emergency Survival Communications.
Okay.
It will have all the answers to all the questions you've got in a non-technical, non-threatening language.
Okay. How much
all
is
right?
that, John?
Okay. Thank you. And Sheldon from Arizona. Go ahead, Sheldon.
Hey, John.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I watched your DVD via Yahoo video today, all 12 parts, pretty good. I was wondering, though, how come you don't where this thing is when you gave the video, this object?
Well, it's on its orbit, and it's coming our way. Other than that, I don't have any more specific information. The men I've been debriefing don't have access to that much detail.
You can't even say if it's within our own solar system right now?
Well, it depends on how you define our solar system. According to Dr. Harrington, supervising astronomer of the United States Naval Observatory, it's part of our solar system even when it's 3,000 or 1,800 years away from us. It's not part of our inner solar system until it gets inside it, of course.
Okay. The other thing, have you ever heard of Phil Schneider?
Refresh my memory. Who's Phil?
He personally had hands-on experience working with a number of federal government contractors to help build these deep underground military bases, and he was given he had given a number of lectures around the world in 1995, and then in January of 96 he was found murdered in his apartment with piano wire wrapped around his neck.
Well, they didn't call it suicide, I hope.
Well, of course they did, but it wasn't a suicide. But I was wondering if you ever heard of this guy, because he says that they've been incessantly building these deep underground military bases since the 40s. And on your video, you said that they've known about Planet X coming in since at least 1979. So why do you think they started building all these underground in the 40s?
Well, the original intent was to survive nuclear war. That was the original intent going back to the late 40s, early 50s, when the Cold War was getting cranked up, was to have continuity of government concerning nuclear war.
But hasn't the Cold War turned out to be a scam? It was just a total hoax?
That's a good question. It depends on how many layers of the onion you want to peel back. I don't know that this is the time or the place for that discussion. So,
well, that's just my own personal belief. I've listened to Bill Cooper, Ralph Epperson, and others, and I believe it was a total scam, a hoax, myself.
Well, the monster they created was a real monster. And maybe that dragon didn't have any teeth, but it was a real monster in terms of having real armies that really had intention to cause harm. Now, did they have nuclear weapons in their bunkers, on their missiles? If they had their fingers on a button, I don't know. That's going to be the bottom line there, isn't it, Sheldon?
Yeah, well, Ralph Epperson, he's got a great DVD out called No Nukes But U.S. Nukes. Them missiles that were in Cuba, those were turned out to be frauds. They were just wooden missiles in a boat.
Well, they may have been, but Kennedy believed it was true. So, you know.
One more thing, John.
Go ahead.
Something's been bugging me for a long time. I've always wanted to talk to you about. You considered Bill Deagle to be your mentor. Why do you consider him to be your mentor?
Well, when it comes to very specific things regarding swine flu vaccines, I believe he's very knowledgeable about those two items.
Okay, because I've personally come to the conclusion that he is a total fraud, a disinformation artist. That's what I believe. Because there was an email I got the other day that his credentials don't match up with what he says. He's always, every day he says he's revealing classified military information on a show. Well, he should be in a federal prison if that is true, all the stuff he's revealing. And he's also lying about 9/11, and even Dr. Carley thinks that he's a minion for the establishment. So I just wanted to share that with you, just for a heads up.
Well, I'll keep that in mind, and I appreciate you sharing it, Sheldon.
All right, have a good one, John.
Okay, thank you. And now we got Brenda from Illinois. Go ahead, Brenda.
All right, thanks, JR. You were talking earlier in your program about the December 7th Pearl Harbor.
Yes.
And that the American government knew when it was going to come. I have watched things on the history programs about the fact that the British had broken the code and deliberately did not reveal it so that they would know where everybody was so they could get a high body count in Pearl Harbor. Plus, my deceased ex-father-in-law was a merchant marine in World War II, and he says the lookouts were called away from their posts. And they were all very puzzled about why on earth they would be taken away from their posts. But he also said that right before they left, they saw the incoming planes. They knew it was coming. They tried to warn them, and they completely ignored them and blew them off.
Yep, there was a needless tragedy, wasn't it, Brenda?
Yeah, it was. There's quite a few of them down the line, isn't there?
Yeah, I know.
Well, you have a good one and keep up the good work.
Thank you. We appreciate your call,
right,
Brenda.
Bye.
Yeah, that's kind of those stories from people who were there, like Brenda's relative who was a merchant marine. Those have a lot of impact, and of course they have the ring of truth to them because they are true. What happened December 7th, 1941, was not a secret to the President of the United States, Franklin Roosevelt. The admiral in charge of Pearl Harbor requested to be court-martialed over the attack on Pearl Harbor. That obviously and clearly was denied because there was no court-martial of the admiral in charge of Pearl Harbor. Now, a court-martial is a trial. With that, the admiral in charge of Pearl Harbor would have had the power of subpoena. He could have subpoenaed witnesses. He could have subpoenaed documents to prove what happened on December 7th, 1941 was not a secret and it was new in advance. That's why the request for a court-martial was denied, that admiral. That did not have to happen. I was reading a story about a 90-year-old gentleman who's fighting to keep his flagpole in his front yard. Probably some of you saw the same story. He talks about, the veteran talks about how we freed up people around the world, how we gave freedom and liberty to strangers. That's not the mission statement of the U.S. Army. The mission statement of the U.S. Army is to support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic, to support vital U.S. national security interests, not to go running around the world giving liberty and freedom to other peoples. It's a very nice thing, but that's not the mission statement of the U.S. military. Very nice, very quaint to give liberty and freedom to other peoples. That's not the mission statement of the U.S. military. The job of the U.S. military is to defend the Constitution of the United States, the borders of this country, the people of this country, not running around participating in other people's wars, which is what we've been doing now for more than a century. Oh, well, you and I aren't going to change it, right? I want to talk a little bit about health and nutrition. I'm at a point in my life, I am 62 years old, graduated from high school in 1966. People my age, half the men, more than half the women, have medical problems of some sort, some more severe than others, obviously. It's disappointing because I know that most of these health-related problems, most people, not just my peers, but most Americans don't have to be. They're almost always a result of lifestyle choices, a consequence of what we consume and what we don't consume. We can talk about that a little bit more here. I think I heard music. No, I didn't. Dr. Deagle had a guest on this past Friday, last hour, I think part of the second hour. It's all in the archives here at Genesis, talking about aspartame that he was talking about. But the seriousness of aspartame, I'm just now getting more of a complete grasp of it. I didn't know until this past Friday that it's cumulative, for example. I thought it flushed out of your body, accumulate in fat and in organs. And it leads to cancer. It leads to all kinds of problems. I knew about the brain tumor part. I didn't know that the United States Air Force prohibits their pilots from consuming diet soft drinks. The concern of the U.S. Air Force is their pilots will pass out because they drink diet soft drinks. That's pretty serious. Break coming up. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Wake up, America.
Open the door.
It's time for us to face the truth with John Moore. Now, if you want to talk to John live on the air, call 1-800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443.
right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. This is J.R. Moore. It is Sunday, the 6th day of December. Talking a little bit about nutrition, one of my favorite topics. Artificial sweeteners. Any and all artificial sweeteners are poison. As bad as refined white sugar is, mostly because we consume too much of it. Artificial sweeteners, aspartame, you know, Splenda, NutraSweet, all those things are very, very harmful. Just eliminate them from your diet. Do yourself a favor. High fructose corn syrup, eliminate them from your, it's not artificial on one hand, but it is very damaging to your health on the other. Monosodium glutamate, MSG, oh my goodness. Really, really bad stuff, and it's in so many foods. And soy products, except for fermented soy products like soy sauce, just get it out of your diet. We got one call. We'll see if we can get this in real quick. Steve from Texas. Go ahead, Steve.
Yeah, John?
Yes, sir.
Good
go ahead.
Good. Yeah. I just had some more questions, but we're short on time, so I just wanted to say that we could show you some of that global warming Gore was talking about here. Houston got snow Friday. And in my central area, Texas area, we hit 18 degrees officially here, and it was recorded as the coldest day ever in recorded history on that date.
Well, it's climate change. It's not global warming. It's not due to SUVs and CO2 greenhouse gases. All right.
All right.
Okay.
Well, thank you, Steve.
Thank you for your call, Steve. We appreciate it. This is not well understood by people, and it's unfortunate, but that's the way it is. If you want to understand it, get my DVD, Global Warming, What the Government Isn't Telling You, and you'll get access to the classified information that is behind and giving people understanding as to what's really going on here. And, oh, let's see, I found one of the things I do is try to find things that you don't know exist. And this week also on my website, I'm going to have offered to everybody the CERT Field Operating Guide. This is a government publication that's handed out to the CERT team leaders. That's Community Emergency Response Team. And a very nice spiral-bound book. It gives really nice little summaries of how to deal with any kind of emergency, whether it's a flood or earthquake or a tornado, search and rescue. All those kinds of things. Really handy book. I've already got several of them. I made sure that my daughter and son-in-law got theirs. And we are just about out of time here. You have a safe week and a productive week. Get your bumper stickers from Republic Broadcasting. Give them a call, and you can get your bumper stickers. $8 includes the business cards. Give them a call tomorrow at 800-724-2719. Y'all be safe. Have a productive week. Buy lots of ammunition, and God bless America. With reason.